Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. If this is true, this is bad. But at the same time, I mean, it makes me wonder who this guy thinks he is. But then again, he's a general. And so much for this whole U.S.-UK alliance thing, huh? The commander of the 82nd Airborne, in a story that I really hope was wrong, has reportedly said to the British to stop rescuing stranded nationals because they're making the U.S. look bad. And this is this is coming from the Washington Examiner's Tom Rogan. And we get this. I understand that the commanding general of the 82nd Airborne Division has told the commander of the British Special Forces at the Kabul airport to cease operations beyond the airport perimeter. Major General Christopher Donahue has told his British Army counterpart, a high-ranking field grade officer of the British Army's 22nd Special Air Service Regiment, that British operations were embarrassing the United States military in the absence of similar U.S. military operations. I understand that the British officer firmly rejected the request. This would be, if it weren't so tragic, it would be funny. And this shows, I mean, this shows some amazing temerity. Number one, which has got to be going down badly with the Brits. Who micromanages transnational forces in an undeclared war when you don't have a supreme commander? Who thinks who thinks they're going to ride into another nation's armed forces encampment and tell them what to do? And let alone something as urgent as rescuing their nationals. Allies are supposed to respect each other. Number two, this is all true. The British are making the Americans look bad, not based on the competence or valor of the troops, but because of the leadership at the top, and that's where it's always getting messed up. The Biden administration is the one keeping the 82nd Airborne and the Marines, which are perfectly capable of going out into the city and rescuing Americans, and his priority is avoiding a battle with the Taliban or a Saigon-style helicopter liftoff. So right now, they're only focused on what you might see in the news. They're only focused on the optics of the situation, not the results. Third, the British, the French, and the Germans are all going out to hunt for their nation's nationals, had never been told about the Biden administration's sudden pullout or the intelligence describing a swift downfall of Kabul in the first place. So now they're engaged in a, you know, sort of a combat triage based on the Biden administration's failure to communicate. The goodwill toward the U.S. in light of this desperate cleanup has got to already be burned. This has got to be one of these things where there's no going back. Four, what the hell are they doing over there in the first place if they're not going to go out and rescue our nationals? Anybody unclear on this concept? Why is Donahue telling the Brits to stop instead of going on the getting on the horn with Biden and screaming at this dolt to let the 82nd Airborne go out and do what it does best? So what if he gets fired? He's probably, you know, he's a major general. I'm sure he could just retire and say, well, I stood up, I took care of my boys. I took care of my nation. Wouldn't that be better? The Brits are out there rescuing anyone they can. Nationals, allies, Afghani collaborators, very likely some Americans. The Americans are guarding the perimeter of the airport without going outside, making the airport actually irrelevant to people who need to flee. And U.S. officials are telling stranded Americans, more than 10,000 of them, that they're on their own. In the meantime, the Taliban has set up checkpoints. And thugs going around with whips all around the circumference of the airport, stealing Americans' passports and not letting Americans with documents inside. Airplanes are not filling as a result. The planes that go are either half empty or filled with unvetted Afghanis instead of Americans. Getting into the airport is, you know, it's akin to a, you know, it's dark, it's murky. You got to go through a gauntlet of people. Would you care to run through that? Would you care to run through the Taliban, run through the concertina, run over the sandbags? Some observers are saying, and this is probably speculation, some observers are saying that they think that Biden cut a deal with the Taliban for U.S. troops to not go out of the airport in exchange for no attacks on the airport as the rescue is underway. American thinker contributor Denton Scratch has taken an excellent background on how this particular picture looks in his mind's eye. And, you know, he put up a map of the civilian rescue plan, which looks consistent with his posted civilian evacuation protocol. Yet, are we saying there's no way to coordinate this? Can we have the Brits go get them and have the Americans guard the perimeter? Probably not, given that Joe Biden has not been taking British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's repeated phone calls in recent days. He says he's now taken one, and we can only guess what that was like. UK Parliament in a bipartisan vote has condemned Biden for contempt. That'll show him. There have been reported tensions between the 82nd Airborne and the British earlier. While the Americans won't leave, they just the SAS is running in and out of the airport, bringing in people, then running back out to get more people, then getting in a screaming match with the 82nd Airborne. So now the Brits are making us look bad, and the French and the Germans for simply getting the job done, and it points to some important things. One, Biden isn't all there. The man who said America is back and promised to restore the NATO alliance has pretty well killed it off with this kind of nonsense. Whoever is ordering him around is focused on news cycles, not getting anything done. Two, the military leadership needs to be hosed out. The general who reportedly made the indecent request to the Brits is one Major General Christopher Donahue, who, while not a paper pusher, is obviously well in with the wokester academic crowd as well as a careerist. And you can go check that on his official biography if you want. Appears big on fitting in rather than doing what's right. This is sad stuff. Brits, French, and Germans are undoubtedly making their own plans now, and they're going to extend beyond this Biden-Afghanistan mess to impact the U.S. in the future. And none of this is good for America. When the Brits are choosing morality over American indecent proposals, and it's the French who are making us look cowardly, we got problems. Problems. Oh, well. Remember, he got 81 million votes, that Biden. He's popular. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. You remember your outrage when you learned that Obama and Eric Holder decided to allow quite valuable weapons to fall into the hands of Mexican drug cartels to purportedly allow for tracing of said weapons in drug-related activities? Still worse, we know that from their tracing that they were used to killing border agent Brian Terry and Jaime Zapata. He was killed related to this. Now, Brian Terry was actually killed with guns his own government supplied. And when all this was happening, we were supposed to recoil in horror over more gun violence. But plans went awry. Seems that Obama and Holder, they thought too small. Now, Biden, Harris, Blinken, Austin, Milley, and Pelosi, names that will yet live in infamy, have allowed thousands of times that ordinance to fall into the hands of two of America's most rabid enemies, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Does anybody doubt that that weaponry, this real military hardware, will be used to kill many more Brian Terrys? As I was looking at this, withrawal 101 is you don't leave them your stuff. You blow it up, you take it somewhere, and you get rid of it. You do something with it, but you don't just leave it. I know everybody's out there going, well, Bill, the helicopters won't really matter because they don't know how to do the PMO, the, what is it, the primary checks and balances, the PMCS on the vehicle. So it's not gonna sustain very long. Great. What about those M16s, those M4s, those saws? What about those? Those are pretty easy to figure out. So I was dumbfounded. I'm torn between believing that our current leaders are buffoons and believing that their actions and intent are treasonous. It could be both. They could be treasonous buffoons. Now, the latter idea seems far-fetched, considering that Obama announced that he was going to fundamentally transform America. I guess we should have all taken him at his word. It's not going to be viewed as treasonous today, not here, because, January 6th was an insurrection. Armed. But with no weapons. I'm still trying to figure that one out, too. Still trying to figure that one out, too. Under that analysis, the treasonous explanation for this week's Kabul disgrace and disaster is the correct one. And when you look at the totality of actions by this questionably elected regime and its Obama prequel, and this is not an administration, let's just dispense with that word altogether. You look at the Keystone Pipeline. We were exporting energy. Now he's calling up the OPEC nation saying, hey, man, how about pump some more oil? Southern border's wide open. Antifa got into gunfights last night in Portland, and the cops just sat back and said, what kind of gun has that guy got? You got BLM, you got CRT, then you got COVID handling. And, of course, there's the 2020 election. The resurrected inflation, the woke military, Nord Stream 2 pipeline, dismissal of COVID lab origins, and, it's EIEIO. We could just go on and on and on. And the more I do, I lean more into this incredible conclusion. And also, like many of you, I've held my tongue for the past many years with woke neighbors, woke family, woke friends. But the sight of the U.S. helicopter lifting off from the U.S. Embassy, and in June, they were celebrating Pride Month in Afghanistan. All of that ended that for me. It's now game on. And anybody, I'm right now in the middle of a... YouTube comment war, because I believe we should have gone into Afghanistan and killed everything moving. We shouldn't have gone in there and sat down with them and said, listen, we'd really like to work this out with you. What we should have done is said, give us a terrorist and we won't come in here and wipe this place flat. And then they said, well, there's no terrorists here, looking around, rolling their eyes. And we go in there and wipe the place flat. And then we see if any terrorists attack us. Go watch Korangal and Restrepo. It's on everywhere. You can find it on Netflix. Go watch what they have to do in order to try to placate a bunch of people that are shooting at them the whole time as they're in the Korangal Valley. We should have been doing none of that. We should have gone in there and just, you know, flat out killed everything that we could see. And then when we were done doing that, don't sit back and say, now we're going to repave your roads. We're going to bring you democracy. We're bringing to you indoor plumbing. We're going to bring English to you. No, you pull out like you did in Bagram. You don't tell them goodbye. You flip switches, you leave. You don't train the Afghans to fight. You make messing with us a very expensive proposition. Some people find that a little touchy-feely, I guess. And I mean, if you don't like my views on this, exit my life. If I had no stake in things earthly beyond my family and me, I might just sit back and watch things implode. But, you know, I have grandchildren. I have children. That changes everything. I'm going to ask everybody that voted for Biden and Harris, how's that going for you guys? And I want to thank them for their service. I intend to leave around copies of American thinker essays like Confetti, copies of the Constitution, copies from, Town Hall. I'm going to cast aspersion on BLM, on Marxism, on CRT. And I'm, you know, It is game on now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House approved the $3.5 trillion budget framework on Tuesday, capping off several days of negotiations between Democratic leadership and centrists who threatened to tank the party-line legislation. Speaker Nancy Pelosi hashing out a deal with the moderates, clearing the way for a spending package, and also guaranteeing a vote on the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill by September 27th. President Biden says he's sticking with the August 31st deadline for withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops. But the completion by August 31st depends upon the Taliban continuing to cooperate and allow access to the airport for those who were transporting out, and no disruptions to our operations.
USA Radio News. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster area exists in the state of Tennessee and ordered federal aid after record downpours and flash flooding left at least 21 dead over the weekend. The president has ordered federal aid to help local rescue efforts, with the action making funding available to affected people in Humphreys County. This Humphreys County sheriff saying,
talking about houses that's been removed from the foundation. I'm talking about houses that people can't even get into because the floors are gone.
Janet Rice lost her family business. She tells NBC News,
no one has flood insurance. People are devastated. And how do you recover this? I mean, there's people that their whole lives are gone.
Kathy Hochul is getting right to work on key issues in New York State on her first day in office. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned on Monday following numerous sexual harassment allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis. DeSantis Holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, without a doubt, today they canceled the NRA annual meeting, and there's a lot of reasons why they did that. One of them had to do with how many manufacturers were pulling out at the same time. The whole COVID thing is still sort of up in the air. Although this was scheduled to start convening in about 10 days, a little less. I don't know what's going to happen with SHOT Show. But in various states, they have put together various vaccine passport schemes. So, let's talk about that. Because nothing would make them happier than to basically restrict us from doing a lot of things, like moving around and doing things, buying things. And what would there be to keep them from trying to say, listen, you need a vaccine passport or proof of vaccination to purchase a gun? Because for the tyrants, that's a twofer. This will either force individuals to get vaccinated or deny them the right to protect themselves. See? Today, in one of my endeavors that I do, I was forced to, and I haven't been able to complete it because their website is sort of messed up, but I was asked to provide proof of vaccination. I can tell you what it's for. I mean, I fill in as a local at a local radio station. And we're not even allowed in the building. But they want, so I was going to do it. Simply because, okay, I'll play this game. You don't even let me in the building. But here you go. But I can't get it through to him just yet. You know, right now the tyrants are out there getting incredibly aroused just pondering this idea of a vaccine passport or no guns allowed. They tend to believe that most unvaccinated people are uneducated redneck rubes from flyover states or NRA members or Trump supporters or Republicans or the uneducated and the uncaring or all of the above. Now, that notion is simply incorrect, but that's what they think. They have already masterfully used COVID-19 to dramatically increase their own power and their hold on it in perpetuity, because a lot of people out there today, and you saw some today, you're sitting across from some maybe right now. If you're in your car right now driving around, you're probably, you know, they've probably got one on the left and the right. They believe that the government knows what they're doing, and that this is truly a existential threat to humanity, COVID-19. So, you know, for the tyrants, this is a way to steal your God-given rights. What a coup it would be if they could also use the pandemic to skirt the Second Amendment, huh? They would tell us that firearm ownership is a privilege, not a right. Progressives like to blur that distinction between a privilege and a right, just as they blur the distinction between males and females, truth and fiction, reality and fantasy. They think unvaccinated equals uneducated equals uncaring, and it all ties together. So, and you know, all of this could have been avoided. Right now we've got so much information running around. I don't know which is misinformation. I hear about all the stuff coming out of the VAERS, what is it, vaccine, the thing where they're telling you all the special effects that you're getting or the bad effects you're getting, side effects from the vaccine. So, for you unvaccinated out there, they want to educate you. And unlike the many socialist, Marxist, communist regimes throughout history who sent the deniers away to re-education camps, they are very thoughtfully bringing the re-education camp to you. And they're doing this via school and workplace training programs like critical race theory and diversity, inclusion, and equity, DIE indoctrination. In the past, it has always been the truth will set you free. Sadly, the truth is more likely to get you canceled, fired, or killed. But I'm going to tell the truth right now, anyway. If they had their way, the left, then anybody who isn't in the left, and read that to mean anybody, doesn't matter what color you are, doesn't matter what political persuasion you are, because if you're not on the left, that's all we need to know. It doesn't matter your pronouns. None of that matters. We are on our way to becoming perceived the same way the Jews were by the Third Reich. Individual liberty be damned. And don't we realize that all that matters is what's best for the ruling class, everybody? You know, the Third Reich, in their twisted logic and reasoning, they believed that they had to get rid of the Jews. They were a blight on the rest of German society, stealing the wealth and opportunity and potentially diluting the Aryan bloodline. Ergo, they had to be segregated from the rest of society and subjected to medical experiments or worse. So, right now, our government is demanding that we allow ourselves to be subjected to a vast systemic medical experiment today. Don't want to submit? Well, then you're an anti-vaxxer and a threat to society. Maybe you should be banned from public places and deported, imprisoned, or worse. And if you stubbornly refuse to submit to science, you naturally forfeit the privilege of having life-saving surgery, right? We need to page Dr. Mengele. Have we already forgotten the very first tenet of the Nuremberg Code of 1947 regarding permissible medical experiments and individual rights? You want to hear the preamble to that? You probably never even heard of that, right? The great weight of the evidence before us to affect that certain types of medical experiments on human beings, when kept within reasonably well-defined bounds, conform to the ethics of the medical profession generally. The protagonists of the practice of human experimentation justify their views on the basis that such experiments yield results for the good of society that are unprocurable by other methods or means of study. All agree, however, that certain basic principles must be observed in order to satisfy moral, ethical, and legal concepts. First principle is the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. So this means the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent, should be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved as to enable him or her to make an understanding and enlightened decision. There's some other stuff to that, but I'm just not going to go into that. Whatever happened to never again? At the same time, they're demanding that no ID or proof of residency be required to vote for the President of the United States, while simultaneously demanding that you provide proof that you've submitted to the largest medical experiment if they wish to retain your liberty. This is so preposterous, it's stupid. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Australia's New South Wales has gone stark raving crazy. They're loco. 11 days ago, they renewed complete lockdowns, including barring people from speaking to each other, thanks to a few hundred cases and the deaths of two men in their 90s. These new cases were on top of 12,588 cases and 91 deaths since last February, out of a population of 5.3 million. So in other words, numbers that aren't even a statistical blip. This, it turns out, was only the beginning. The state shepherded tens of thousands of children into arenas and injected them with vaccines. They're arresting people for leaving their homes, and they're shooting dogs. Very shortly, this is the setup for how Australia turns into that Mad Max territory, because the Australians are starting to riot. New South Wales is the most populous state and home to Sydney, which is Australia's largest city. And they made this decision to reinstate lockdowns. And for a disease with a greater than 98% survival rate, people were told they could leave their homes only to get food, go to work, or get medical treatment. Even worse, aside from telling people to refrain from all social interactions, the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, told people to inform on each other, a classic totalitarian move that destroys familial and social bonds. Meanwhile, Canberra, the Australia's capital city, has announced that there is a goal for the lockdown. It will continue until the virus is gone. Of course, viruses are never gone, especially viruses that have been manufactured in a lab to go directly to a human host without the necessity of an intervening animal. Even if Canberra temporarily gets zero cases, the moment people from the outside world enter, and they will, COVID comes right back again. Now, this was earlier, and believe it or not, it's gotten worse since then. By August 16th, the new rules was that if you wanted to drink alcohol outdoors, like, say, on your patio, given how locked in everybody is, you had to keep your mask on. Maybe there's some logic behind that. I don't see it. And then they went after the children. The health minister announced that 24,000 children would be herded into a stadium without their parents and injected. Now think about this. We know that children almost never get or give COVID. They're less likely to die from COVID than they are from the annual flu. We also know that the vaccine doesn't work, and worse, it seems to make people more vulnerable to COVID variants. Well, I'm not sure about the whole vaccine doesn't work part, because we're being told it does, then we're being told it doesn't. So I don't know. In some young people, it seems to trigger heart problems, especially teen boys. And that's just what the various government agencies around the world will admit to. Parents of these children have no say, since Australia has incredibly punitive vaccination laws that do not allow for conscientious objections. But that isn't even where Australia's madness ends. In New South Wales, they're now slaughtering all the shelter dogs, lest the people who took care of them worry about the fact that with the lockdown, the dogs in the shelter are starving to death. Now, in Australia, many seem happy living under Big Brother, but others are refusing to do so. And there have been mass riots with people pushing through police lines to get even a little bit of liberty. Now, the problem is that, as they have since the beginning, the Australian police seem very happy with the power that's been handed to them. And this is all terribly ironic in a country that was started as a penal colony to which England shipped its prisoners. At least when the prisoners arrived there, after working out their sentence as indentured labor, they could be free. Now, Australia is a true penal colony, with every citizen a prisoner and the children ripe for the state's medical experiments. And it's also worth noting that if it were not for the Constitution, that's undoubtedly what our American ruling class would like to impose upon us. However, as Al Sharpton so memorably said, resist we much? This is why the Constitution is a magnificent document. And unlike the leftists, we can and will be heard while we operate within the rule of law. And if that doesn't work out too well for us, then things might get sort of, messy. Now, shifting a little bit, we Americans tend to focus tightly on our federal elected officials. We've become fanatical about our presidential candidates and scrutinize our senators and House members. Well, we should be anyway. When it comes to the agencies that really run the government, the best we can do is contact the senators about the officials who need Senate approval. We have no say at all over the vast army of unnamed employees. Trump's presidency, though, one thing it definitely did was it revealed how powerful these unelected people are and how much they hate us. And for you today, I give you Exhibit A, General Michael Hayden, former director of the NSA and director of the CIA, all under George W. Bush. Military guy. His Twitter feed reveals how very deeply and profoundly this former military officer and government official hates that half, or more than half, of America voted for Trump. I'm not kidding. He shows the same animosity we saw with Peter Strzok when he wrote his married girlfriend that he could smell the Trump supporters at Walmart. Here's some examples of what you'll find on his feed, which even the mainstream media is conceding is potentially dangerous. He said it was a good idea to one that said, "Can we send the MAGA-wearing unvax to Afghanistan? No use sending that plane back empty." And then another guy says, "Raise your hand if you want this plane landing in your town. talking about the plane that showed the 600 Afghanis unvetted that they shoehorned into a plane. And, yeah, those guys are welcome, but just not the people that voted for Trump. Now, young Afghan men, if you've forgotten this, if you've been listening to me, you may have forgotten it because I haven't talked about it in a while. They are responsible for the majority of the huge number of sex crimes in Germany and Austria after Angela Merkel invited them into Europe. Now, Hayden, who probably lives in a leafy enclave safe from poor neighborhoods, thinks it would be great for them to live in your neighborhood. And then there's a Trump hatred. He said he lies and lies and lies. And that's about it. And think about it. He's saying that it is a horrible idea to protect civilians and equipment before you pull out of the military. Pull out with them. Without even bothering to notify your allies. This guy supposedly has a military background. Maybe Salvation Army? I don't know. When J.D. Vance, who's running for Congress, said Americans should come first, Hayden essentially cursed his congressional chances. He said, that's amazing. You're not going to be in Congress. And he reads race into the South Carolina Open Carry with Training Act. Any reason for an all-white audience? I don't know. Maybe nobody black showed up to it. I don't know. Anyway, he calls Tucker Carlson a Nazi. That's a deep state guy for you. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.